This is Outbeat Radio, Living Proof with Diana and Sheridan. I'm Sheridan, my co-host and wife.
I am Diana Grayer.
And we are out here today, live at Pride.
Live at Pride, Sonoma County Pride in Guerneville.
So if you want to know about what happened, you couldn't get out here, or if you were out here and want to hear your voice, maybe you got recorded earlier today, stay tuned, because this is going to be a really fantastic show. We will be telling you all about the parade.
The party is going on. You can hear the music in the background. People are ready to party.
But first, before we get there, we have news and events with our friend and our engineer, Greg Maraglia.
I have found Outbeat Radio News, your source for LGBT news from the North Bay and beyond.
Good afternoon, this is Greg Maraglia with your Outbeat Radio News for this Sunday, June 7th, 2015, coming to you live from the 2015 Sonoma County Pride Celebration. President Obama issued a proclamation declaring June Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Pride Month. The president said in the text of the document, quote, "We are also reminded that we are not truly equal until every person is afforded the same rights and opportunities, that when one of us experiences discrimination, it affects us all. And that our journey is not complete until our lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender brothers and sisters are treated like everyone else under the law. For countless young people, it's not enough to simply say that it gets better. We must take action, too. We continue to address bullying and harassment in our classrooms, ensuring that every student has a nurturing environment in which to learn and grow. And because we know LGBT rights are human rights, we are championing protections and support for LGBT persons around the world." End quote. And speaking of LGBT youth here locally, the death of a bisexual Sonoma Valley High School teen who killed himself after years of bullying has sparked a community discussion about the emotionally scarring behavior while raising questions among his family about the way he was treated. Adam Kaiser, a 16-year-old sophomore at Sonoma Valley High School, died last Saturday at a hospital after being taken off life support. He hanged himself 4 days earlier and did not respond to life-saving efforts. His father, William Kaiser, said that his son had been a target of bullying since elementary school in Wyoming, where other kids once bound him and poured gasoline on him. The abuse continued in Sonoma after the family moved there in 2011, with students at Sonoma Valley High picking on the slightly built teen with shaggy hair, encouraging him to take his own life. His father said, quote, "It's the worst pain you can ever imagine," end quote. In a show of community support, about 200 people attended a vigil last Sunday at the Sonoma Plaza. Makeshift shrines sprung up in a park near the school as well as on campus where students were taking final exams before the end of the school year. Students have determined that gay, bisexual, and transgender teenagers are 30% more likely to attempt suicide. Sonoma Valley High School Principal Kathleen Howing said that she has not heard of any reports that Kaiser had been bullied. She called it the collective responsibility of the faculty and students to address the issue should it come up. Art teacher Aaron Anderson, who advises the campus Gay Straight Alliance, said Kaiser was among 20 to 25 members of the club. He took part in lunchtime rallies each Thursday and regarded the group as a place where he could be supported and feel most comfortable. Kaiser's father said his son had been picked on for being different since he was a young boy. His father said he came out as bisexual about 6 months ago. A picture posted under his name on his Facebook page on May 21st shows him holding a rainbow flag, accompanied with a caption that said, quote, "LGBT pride, bisexual and proud," end quote. As his depression continued, he started cutting his wrists and attempted suicide about a dozen times. His father added, "I don't think the boy went a whole week without somebody messing with him. He would tell them, you should kill yourself." Mr. Kaiser blames the school, the juvenile justice and mental health officials for his son's death. He said that if they had done a better job of intervening in the bullying and helping Adam with his problems, instead of creating more for him, his son might be alive today. And finally, the 2015 Napa Valley Pride Celebration begins a week of events and celebration this coming week on Thursday, June 11th, with the Q Pride kickoff party at the Q Restaurant and Bar starting at 5:30 p.m. And then on Friday, June 12th, the Napa LGBTQ Connection will host a pagoda bonfire at 7:30 p.m. You can learn more about the other events planned for Napa Valley Pride at napavalleypride.com. Now here's your calendar of events for the coming week. On Monday, June 8th at 2 p.m., the Sonoma General LGBT Support Group will happen at the Sonoma Community Center, 276 East Napa Street in Sonoma. And on Wednesday, June 10th at 5 p.m., Spectrum's Youth Support Group will gather at the Spectrum LGBT Center, 910 Irwin Street in San Rafael. And also on Wednesday at 12 noon, Coffee, Conversation, and Community, the LGBT Senior Discussion Group, will happen at the Novato Human Needs Center, 1907 Novato Boulevard in Novato. And on Thursday, June 11th at 12 noon, the Men's Brown Bag Lunch and Discussion will be held at the Spectrum Center in San Rafael. And finally, on Thursday at 7:30 p.m., PFLAG will gather at the Westminster Presbyterian Church, 240 Tiburon Boulevard in Mill Valley. For more information about LGBT events happening here in the North Bay, go to gaysonoma.com. And for all the latest LGBT news headlines and your 2015 Pride celebration information, go to our website at outbeatnews.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter for updates from Outbeat Radio News all week long. For Gary Carnevale, I'm Greg Moralia. Now back to Live at Pride with Sheridan Gold and Dr. Diana Greer.
Outbeat Radio News, your source for LGBT news from the North Bay and beyond.
Okay, we're going to need a little more than that. One more time. Are you guys ready for a parade?
Yeah! Yeah!
All right. We are going to get started shortly.
Before we start, we want to do something really special. So if you guys will indulge us for a minute. And if you're unfamiliar with this story, there was a lot of press on it. And we want to take a minute to recognize this young man. Can we get the sound on the recording mic a little higher? Okay. So we'd like to take a moment before we start this parade this year to honor a young man from Sonoma County, Adam Kieser. If you're unfamiliar with Adam Kieser, he was a 16-year-old who recently came out to the LGBT youth. Adam was a victim of a devastating bullying. He had been bullied to the point where he felt he could no longer endure. On May 26th, Adam attempted to take his own life. He survived for 4 days on life support after that, and was removed on May 30th. Adam had faced bullying his whole life because he was perceived as different. His family moved to Sonoma County to give him a fresh start. But he faced the same type of relentless bullying as he got to California. We would like to take a moment to remember Adam as a kind soul, a soul who in death gave life. Adam had registered to become an open organ donor last November as he wanted to help others. Both of his kidneys and his liver saved the life of other people. When we ask why do we still need Pride celebrations, it's because there's still work to be done. There is still and will always need to save our youth from bullying. There will always be the need to raise awareness. We still need to fight for our theme, and our theme this year is...
So here we are at the parade. We have dykes on bikes. We have two women on their motorcycles. One motorcycle is purple and one motorcycle is blue. Dykes on bikes. Quite different than the normal 600 dykes on bikes in San Francisco. Very cute for Guerneville. And now coming are two fire engines. The first fire engine and then an ambulance. Got their sirens going. It's a Russian River, beautiful, beautiful fire engine. You can hear it coming by. All the firefighters are waving. And here. comes the ambulance. Ambulance drivers are waving.
It's noisy out here. It's a big party. We about three blocks long. Lots of people.
And here come the Dykes on Bikes back the other way. This is the only parade probably in all of the country where people go around the block and come back again. So for the first act, we have Celebrating Equality Everywhere, Grayton Resort and Casino. Two young women are carrying a flag with lots and lots of balloons, letting them know, letting all of us know, that they are for equality everywhere. And Grayton Casino is actually one of the sponsors of our Pride Festival here in 2015. They are passing out tons of necklaces, the kind you get at Louisiana's. Everybody's coming for necklaces. They're handing out them by the handfuls. People are grabbing handfuls, and then people are passing them out to kids and other people on bikes and things like that. Diana just got gold, silver, red, purple. So everybody's got their beads going on. And the next act we have a convertible, a beautiful old convertible, Chrysler. I don't know the year. I'm not like that. We got four men in it, and we have Randy Arnold, Grand Marshal, saying hello to people under a beautiful rainbow umbrella. And behind him must be his fan club. They are all wearing Bear Your Soul, S-O-L-E, and maybe they are a shoe company. Not really clear. Maybe they're with Randy. Looks like they're with Randy. We have another old car. Boy, I wish I knew more about old cars. It says Dodge. It's a kind of an amber, beigey, yellowy, kind of beautiful with those old tires with the white rims. And I think this is a political, too. This is Bobby Frederick, Grand Marshal, again. And he's up on the car higher than the people that are driving, and we have two more cars behind him.
So North America assists over 200 LBG.
A beautiful turquoise convertible car. It's also a Chrysler, and that's Efren Carrillo, and he's supervisor, and he's waving to the crowd. And then we have one more beautiful old car, Chrysler again, Mike McGuire for Senator. And everybody's...
All right, our next Grand Marshal is making his way down the street. He's the infamous Bobby Frederick.
Okay, here we have this guy carrying a bucket with some goods in it. I don't know what that is. And then the beautiful women behind him with all these blue, colorful dresses. Friends of the Creek. Okay, that's what they're doing. They're taking the pollution out of the creek. They're cleaners. Beautiful. Good work. So they're carrying buckets and they're carrying trash. Excellent.
Oh, so that's all the garbage we got from the creek.
So the guy that's carrying the yellow thing at the very, he's carrying like a yellow garbage can. That's all the stuff that they found in the creek, all the garbage. There's rubber and plastic and stuffed animals and a stroller. And it's like, oh, okay, now it's making sense. And now it's Friends of the Creek. And what they're doing is they're carrying a scale, like a ruler, up and down. And they're just letting us know that the creek is getting lower and lower and lower. Be friends of the creek. The next one coming up is the Freedom Band, the San Francisco Gay and Lesbian Freedom Band. So we're going to let the music play. Here they come. They came all the way from San Francisco, and they are looking good. They are tight. They got a marionette. Well, I don't know if they call them marionettes anymore. Baton twirler. Maybe they aren't called marionettes. It's a guy, a man, in purple sequins outfit and shorts, and he is good with that baton. Oh, my gosh. He's twirling and throwing it up and catching it, and here comes the band. Take a listen. They're carrying the American flag on the right and the gay pride rainbow flag on the left. And then there's the drum major with his big old hat, with his baton going up and down, conducting the band. Here they come.
Playing with pride since 1978. Yeah, look at that twirler. He's moving. Woo!
And they weren't here last year, so they're pretty great. Oh, here comes the cadence. Check it out, all those drummers in the audience. They got some nice uniforms. Everybody's wearing the same thing, black pants, black shirt, and a rainbow pride vest, and a rainbow feather sticking out of their hats. Here they go. Wonderful. They were really, really fantastic. There was probably, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's probably 20 people. There's 5 rows and 5 people in a row. It's about 25 people in the band. They sound pretty good. They were in tune. And we got some woodwinds going on, some bass, some drumming, and a great baton twirler. All right.
Loud out here. People are celebrating pride. The next event. What is this? Dogma. Animal rescue. Colorful rainbow balloons. Dogs. Oh, how cute. Big ones. Little ones. Beautiful. Nice contingent, huh? Yeah. Look at the woof woof. Look at the dogs. Dogs and wagons, white dogs, brown dogs, black dogs, big dogs, shaggy dogs.
Kids holding them. Adults holding them.
Adults, everybody.
Oh, look at the wagon, the green wagon.
I know, with the little one. How cute.
So cute.
Really cute.
A little terrier.
Hello there. The woman came over and said hello to us.
We rescued a dog in December, so our hearts are very, very warm towards dogs that need to be rescued. So get in contact with Dogma, www.dogmaanimalrescue.org.
Coming towards us, another contingent. Not quite. Oh, the sisters. Oh, yeah. Hello. My eyesight's getting bad, sir. You know, that's how it is. That's the sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. Nice. They're in their rainbow attire. One is wearing a, what's that called?
Boda.
A boda, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and parasol, the beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
He's wearing like a maroon tutu and then his same color of umbrella or parasol.
Yeah.
And it's got like a tutu around it, so it's shaky, shaky. He's got purple little cotton balls on his big, huge, high-heel black boots.
Oh, my gosh. What are they about? 8 inches? Eight-inch heels?
How can people walk on that?
Wow. Stuff?
And then there's another guy in like a sheer...
Hello there. You're looking gorgeous today. Happy Pride.
He's in
high heels and his rainbow socks. And then we have a lot of their fans, sisters fans, and the sisters on an old fire truck, an old fire engine. Beautiful. And it's coming this way. We got some sisters handing out some literature. We got two sisters coming this way with pink hair and green hair,
and they dress identical. They look so gorgeous. Hello there. Hello. They're so friendly. Everybody's saying hello. Celebrations out here, people! We're having fun!
That was my buddy Vitru. I was his teacher when he was in high school, and now he's a sister, and we see each other about once or twice a year. It's really awesome. Next we have, that wonderful Coexist logo where it has all the pictures of all the religions. We have a fire truck, a Monte Rio fire truck with the Coexist rainbow banner on the side.
Beautiful.
Beautiful, you know, moon and Star David and the yin yang and the
peace sign.
And the peace sign and the woman and the man sign and the cross and the... All those signs.
All those signs.
Let's get along, baby. Let's get along.
Let's get along, baby.
Beautifully decorated fire engine with beads and flowers all on the radiator rim thing. And the sirens.
The little kid
going
in the back.
The little kids are in the back. It's just a feel-good situation right here.
And next, the contingent. Oh, it's pretty big. I think this is the largest contingent so far. West County Health Centers. Wow, how many people? About 25, 30?
About 40.
40, okay.
And they're wearing turquoise shirts, so it all says West County Health Centers. They're blowing bubbles. They're wearing tutus.
They got their music going. Okay, here we go. Hey. Girls want to have fun. Have fun.
So we got all ages of people here, but mostly I'd say they're over 50.
They're what?
They're over 50, I'd say, all these folks. Except the dancers and the person in the wagon with her orange hair lip-syncing to, who is that? Madonna? No, Cyndi Lauper. Cyndi Lauper, yeah.
Girls, they want to have fun.
Next event that we have, or should we say the next contingent, is the Metropolitan Community Church of the Redwood Empire. They got a beautiful purple banner with two people holding it as they're walking forth. And then they have about, maybe 10 people in their contingency. And it's rather small, but they are talking about equal, be unique, and be justice. And that's a really nice placard that they're wearing.
Very active.
The MCC, very welcoming church for the LGBT community. Well, they are the LGBT community,
yeah, right,
aren't they? So gorgeous, and if you want to know more about them, I'm sure you can.
Be unique, be justice.
There's other ones. Be glad, be authentic, be proud.
Be peace, be inclusive, be love.
Celebrating and being a new understanding of God's love in our community.
Yeah.
So very nice, very beautiful. And if you're looking for a spiritual community, maybe this is for you. MCC.org, I'm sure you can find them online. Here comes another band. Oh, be present.
Be divine.
Be divine.
Community.
Be community. Hey, Cyndi.
What up?
She's wearing the placard, and we know her. Hey, Cyndi.
Nice to
see you. You too.
Happy Pride. She's our buddy from MCC. Her wife is the minister there.
Elizabeth,
yeah. Elizabeth. Here comes another band. And right off the bat, they are not, well, should I say their hometown? Let's just say their hometown. They got a lot of red going on, red and black. And they got, well, here for yourselves.
They have an accordion, too. Look at that.
Here they come. I'll go get us some sound.
I just want to thank the community for all their support. West County Health Centers is wonderful, and we love all.
We got a clarinet, a saxophone, accordion, a trumpet, a xylophone, a clarinet, actually three saxophones, euphonium, a trombone, a flute. So really super cool. Down home band. Oh, a banjo and a big tuba. Fantastic. Here we go with a banjo. I've never seen a banjo in a band before. Awesome. We got a woman going on the bass drum, and she got some good rhythm going on. All right, thank you. Hubbub Club. All right, that was great. That's about 15 people in there, and they were having a really fantastic time together.
Okay, so here we go, the next contingent. For people, not profit. Community First Credit Union, yeah, okay. Let's see, we got two people holding the flag here. We got a truck, got a float coming this way. They got about 10 people in this contingent. Okay, and we have the Billy Club, Northern California Billy Club. Two people carrying the big banner. And the Billy Club is going to be happening. No, not the Billy Club. Something's happening soon. Okay. Let's get back to for people, not profit. They got about, oh, wow, they got more people on the back of that float. Look at that. For people, not profit, Community First Credit Union. They're throwing out candy and beads, pink beads.
What's really interesting is they've got Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, their banner right there for Community First, way high up on the float, and their sister Sparkle. We love our sister Sparkle, along with her fellow sisters, which we don't know their names, sorry. But anyway, there she is, so gorgeous. And then the float is gorgeous. They really put some time into it. Yeah. It is on the back of a very large wagon. There's a little house there. There's a rainbow roof on the little house. And there's arrows that say chickens and homesteads and youth accounts and savings and savings and checkings. And maybe it's a checkings and not chickens. I think I'm too used to being on a farm with my own chickens. I think that probably said savings since they are a bank. Funny. So there's about five people on the float handing out beads, being pulled by a truck, like I said, with the big placard of the sisters for Community First Bank. Well, actually, credit union, excuse me.
What do we have here? That's like a triple large Jeep. Look at those tires.
It could be an old fire engine or something.
No, no, it's not a. It's a big dump truck or something.
Yeah.
It is absolutely.
Baxman Fire Company. It is an old.
Oh, wow. Baxman Fire Company. Monterio, California.
We don't have any idea how old it is.
I don't have any idea. Wow, Sherry's going to get some information here. Got a couple people in the back with rainbow flags happening. The advertising, Civil War days, July 18th and 19th. Dunkin' Mills
California. It's an early 80s model fire truck. Wow. Whoa, they have cannons in the back. Oh, wow, look at that cannon. I've never done the Civil War days before, but July 18th and 19th in Duncan's Mills, California. If you want to know more about them, it's www.civilwardays.net, just like it sounds. No creative spelling. And it is presented by the California Historical Artillery Society. And if you want to get in touch with them, www.warhorse.org. Some beautiful cannons. It reminds you of Pirates of the reminds me of Pirates of the Caribbean in Disneyland. I don't like to think that people used to use those for war, but that's what they were for. And the next contingent is Unitarian Universalists. And we just gave a really beautiful concert there last night in Santa Rosa.
Yes, and Cher was the star. She was the bomb. She did a wonderful job.
You'll be hearing that later in some future months. But anyway, Unitarian Universalists have always, always, always been a welcoming community for anybody. They affirm and they promote the inherent worth and dignity of every person. And that particular banner has a rainbow flag on it. They have a small contingent, I'd say about 10 people, followed by a beautiful red Volkswagen with a umbrella, a rainbow umbrella, hiding the sun from some people, some young people's faces.
Any familiar faces? And one little doggie's with them. Oh, we saw Kitty is there. Right on.
Oh, there's Kitty.
Yeah.
Hey, Kitty.
There's one person we know in that contingent.
Hey, Kitty.
Hey. Wow. Yay. Everybody's waving. It's a happy day, y'all. It's a happy day out here. Wherever you are, I hope you're having a wonderful time.
And the kids in the car, they look like, are we really doing this? We're waving, but they look very shy and kind of uncomfortable, but they're there.
Doing it. They're waving, they're saying hello.
And they have a rainbow flag in their hand. They're trying to make the most of it. So that's good.
Everybody's here now that the parade is over, that wonderful parade. Yeah?
Wonderful. The party was beautiful.
They got some really great bands coming, and this band right here has really got it going on. So we're going to try to get some voices.
You know what? I got to say, our Outbeat booth is happening. We got a lot of people around here. So let's start getting some interviews here. Okay. Okay, we ready. We got Jody here. Woo! Let's do some interviewing.
Well, hello. Happy Queer High Holy Day, Sonoma County.
That's right, baby. Sonoma Pride. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we're having a great time. The parade was better than it has been in years. Although I have to say, you know, every year is a great year for gay pride, equality for everyone, and all of that kind of stuff. We need it. We need everybody here. We need everybody to give good thoughts and to help create a society that's fair and lovely for everyone in it.
Right on. Thank you, Jody. Nice to have you.
All right. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, here we go. Hey, who do we have here? Our very own.
This is Gary Carnevale.
Love you, man. What's up?
Happy Pride. It's amazing.
I know. It's lovely out here. Look at the weather, all the people.
The water truck is coming. The water truck.
The water truck. Literally bottles of water on the back of a truck.
We need it, man. It's a hot one.
Tell us what Pride is.
What Pride means to me. It's a celebration. It's a celebration of the LGBT community and some nice issues. I liked how they started the parade talking about the young man who was bullied at Sonoma Valley High School, which is just down the street from my house. So it's very upsetting. It's very upsetting. So the fight, the struggle isn't over.
That's right. That's right. We're going to keep fighting. That's why we all are here today.
So hello, sir. How you doing? What's your name?
Hi, I'm Robert Sokol.
Hey, Robert. Where are you from?
We live in San Francisco. My husband, Ron, and our dog, Toby, and I live in San Francisco.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for asking.
Oh, you're welcome. And Toby looks beautiful. Is Toby having fun?
Toby's having fun. Toby likes friendly crowds, which you've definitely got here.
So tell us, what brings you from San Francisco over to Guerneville?
Well, we're happy to be working up here in Sonoma County, and this is a really wonderful event.
So I saw that online, the guide. It is absolutely gorgeous. You want to give the address in case people want to look at it?
Sure. You can find it at www.viamedia.net. That's V-I-A-M-E-D-I-A.net.
All right. Well, thank you so much. You want to... Tell me, so husband Ron, right?
Yeah.
Tell me, why does Pride bring everybody out? What do you think? He's caught for words. Okay, so tell me, what does Pride mean to you?
Pride is more than just a celebration. It is being able to be with my husband now of 11 years. We celebrate our 20th anniversary coming up in a month.
Oh, fantastic.
That's what Pride is about for me.
Congratulations, both of you. Thank you so much for your time. All right.
So I'm here with Kevin Jones, who is the chair of the Sonoma County Commission on Human Rights LGBTQI Task Force. Happy Pride, Kevin.
Thanks. Same to you, Greg. Happy Pride.
So you're launching today a brand new survey for LGBTQ people in Sonoma County. Tell us about it.
Yeah, thank you. One of the things that we started talking about almost 6 months, maybe a little more like 8 months ago, a year, in fact, we created the task force to find out sort of what was the state of the LGBTQI community in Sonoma County. And a large part of that was to gather information by creating a questionnaire or a survey that we would be, over the course of 3 or 4 months, soliciting people's input so that we could begin to get a sense of, you know, what does the LGBT community do and think about in Sonoma County, what issues exist, if any, and to what extent does it make sense to put together a set of recommendations for the Board of Supervisors?
So the community here has been around for a long time. I mean, Sonoma County has always had a very large population of LGBT people, but the task force is relatively new. So talk a little bit about the impetus for that, and then what was the driving force behind surveying now?
Well, I think one of the things that struck me personally as a commissioner on the Human Rights Commission was just a sense that the community in Sonoma County is very strong in a kind of disconnected kind of way. I was impressed a couple years ago by a survey that a member of our community, Colin Close, put together on his own to try and get some sense as to what that disconnection looked like. And I think that while there are a lot of social groups and opportunities within the county to get together, it's in little pockets. My concern is that there might be a lot of people who just don't find that those things are accessible, either because they're members of the youth community or the senior community and feeling isolated, the homeless community. To what extent are the services out there that serve our community? Even everyone assumes they exist, but you know, do they in fact? And so the best way we thought to do that was to actually create a survey and try and get a sense of what the pulse was of as broad of representation in the community as possible.
Awesome. So give us an example of some of the questions that people might expect to see on the survey.
Sure. Well, some of them are just questions about who they are and how they identify. So whether it's race, religion, gender identity, sexual orientation, that's kind of part of the basics. And then we start asking questions about how comfortable are you being out with what groups of people? Have you had any experiences in all the different kinds of housing, public accommodation, law enforcement, education, healthcare venues that cause you some concern or discomfort, either because you just didn't feel comfortable being out, you felt you were being treated disrespectfully, or more seriously, you experienced some kind of discrimination or harassment. And so it's just getting a sense for, you know, those various parts of the community and what their experiences are.
Awesome. And so the survey is available here today, but ideally you're hoping people will go online and do it through a SurveyMonkey via the internet. Where do people find the link for that?
The link for that will be available on the Commission for Human Rights website and on our webpage. And we're going to be putting it out on little cards, etc., as much as we can over the course of the next 3 months.
Perfect. And of course, it's a pretty long URL, so we're going to have it available on the Outbeat News website and outbeatradio.org website. You can just go there, click on it, and complete the survey.
That's excellent. Thank you for your support, and we're looking forward to finding out exactly what the community in Sonoma County experiences and thinks and where we can make things better.
Can't wait to hear about it, and we'll have you back on Outbeat Radio News for an update once you get all that data together. Happy Pride to you.
Same to you. Thanks, Greg.
Hello, here we are with Nate. Hi, Nate. What brings you here today?
I'm here to support the community. I love the crowd here, and I am so happy to be here with everyone to support the LGBT community.
Wonderful. What are you liking the most right now?
I love that everyone's happy. Everyone is coexisting, getting along, and having a great time and showing their pride for who they are. So I love that.
Wonderful. I hear there's some news going around. Tell us about your news.
I got married May 14th, yes. And I'm very happy. I'm very happy.
Very happy. So how long have you and your sweetie been together?
We've been together 5 years, and we got the right to marry a few years ago, and we had to plan it and think about it, and it finally happened May 14th. So, yeah.
Wonderful. So tell us about it. Where did you go?
So we went down to the courthouse, and we had some friends with us to witness the marriage. It was very overwhelming to know that the county, the employees at the county were so supportive. They did not judge us. They didn't look at us funny. They were happy for us. And the lady that married us was wonderful. So it was really refreshing to be in an environment where I was not being judged. And it's just a testimony to Pride celebrations like this that have helped us as a people come so far. And I'm so proud to be a part of this and to witness something like this happening.
Thank you so much, Nate. That was so eloquent.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Enjoy your day.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Okay, next to Outbeat Radio and Outwatch, we have Planned Parenthood. How are you doing today?
Excellent. How are you?
I'm just fine. Thank you. So what brings you out today?
Celebrating diversity, helping people learn about Planned Parenthood and sexual health.
Right on. So tell us a little bit about Planned Parenthood for the listeners.
Planned Parenthood, we care about people's sexual and reproductive health. So we provide services to all people, regardless of gender identity, sexual orientation, even financial need.
Financial need, really, huh? Okay, I'm going to line up. Now, thank you so much for all your work that you do. So how far do you your range in this area?
So we're with the affiliate in Northern California. So we range basically from San Francisco north to almost the Oregon border.
Wow, that's a long distance. So if somebody's interested to get some support and some help, what should they do? Who they call? What's your website and all that?
www.plannedparenthood.org or 1-800-230-PLAN, P-L-A-N.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. Hey, how you doing? So what brings you out on Sonoma County Pride today?
Well, I just turned 18, so I figured I'd come out here, and I'm bisexual, so, yeah.
Ooh, right on, 18, she just turned 18, yes! So what else is going on? What are you enjoying so far?
All the crazy, like, outfits are so great and so cool. Yeah, and just the music is great also, and all the nice people.
Wonderful. And I know people are so friendly, huh? We were just sitting here, standing, doing interviews, and this girl, I had this little girl, and this woman just said, you know what? She had a flower, beautiful lime flower. She said, you know what? I want to come up, and I want to put this in your hair. Just so kind, you know, like that. So, listen, we are, you know, we are Outbeat Radio. At KRCB, and we would love to maybe interview you on your 18th birthday about coming out. I don't know how long you've been out as a bisexual person, but...
Oh, you want me to tell you now?
No, so what do you think? I mean, you could tell me now, but we would love to have you come on our station.
Well, when I came out, I was 14, and it wasn't my choice. My mom kind of, like, found out that I was dating a girl because my principal caught us kissing at school. So, and my school was really homophobic, and so they called our parents and we got in trouble for it. And so I moved out of my house when I was 14 and I moved in with my aunt. And from there I got put in foster care because it didn't work out. And then I got put in a foster care home that the lady was a Christian. And I'm not saying all Christians are homophobic, but she was really homophobic. And like, she kicked out every single LGBT person she had in her home.
Wow. Thank you so much for saying that, because my wife and I, we've been foster parents for years and years and years, and we're in an organization where they had a group, a clique of Christian people who were really homophobic, and they would stare at us in the meetings and stuff, and this was years ago, but it's still happening. I'm so sorry that that happened to you.
Okay. Yeah, I've gotten a lot stronger from it. It was an interesting experience, so...
All right, and now we are here with two wonderfully dressed people. I'm going to let them introduce themselves to all of us.
I am Diva D, Miss Barrier Rodeo 2014.
I'm Berlin, Mr. Gay San Francisco 2000, and we emceed the Gay Pride Sonoma Parade today.
Very exciting day. We were so pleased to be a part of it.
Yeah, you guys were really rocked. So tell me, I'm going to try to, how about this? You describe what he looks like, and you describe what she looks like.
I would say queer leather. I mean, it's amazing. He's got hot pink platform, giant pink boots on, hot pink leather shorts on, and a black harness and vest, and a big old daddy cap on that's very hot, and this ginormous chain link around his neck.
All right, and then you're going to describe her.
She's a hot mess.
Okay, well, she got a nice...
She's got a headdress made out of pool noodles. It's about 3.5 feet tall. She's got a caftan, sequin caftan, boots, a fan, and the fiercest makeup ever. She made everything.
We got to talk to you, honey.
The headdress took about 36 hours, and I just finished the dress at 4:30 this morning.
It is gorgeous.
Thank you.
Well, whoever's taking pictures of the festival, I'm sure you're going to be all over the pages. So everybody, check them out. They are beautiful people.
Let us ask you, how's your Gay Pride Festival going?
Well, oh, wise guy.
Outreach Radio.
Outbeat Radio. That's okay.
We are loving it. We do it every year. We go to the parade and get blow by blow, and then we come here and we talk to beautiful people like you.
What's your favorite part so far?
Talking to you guys.
Booyah.
Booyah.
That's a good place to answer.
All right. Thank you.
Ellen Miramont Silver.
I don't usually let strangers kiss me, so for the audience, everybody...
Well, I've kissed you before, Cher.
Baby! So what brings you out to Pride, my dear?
Well, first, we want to tell people that the AIDS quilt, a portion of the AIDS quilt, is coming to Congregation Shomrei Torah next weekend in Santa Rosa, and it'll be really moving and wonderful. 72 panels, plus a display projected on the walls, plus a documentary about it. Really great thing. 10 to 6 in Santa Rosa. Look up ShomreiTorah.org.
How do you spell that?
ShomreiTorah.org. It's a beautiful facility. Everybody is welcome, and we hope we'll get some good support for that. So I passed out lots of flyers, and then I joined my colleagues at Santa Rosa Junior College, and we're just walking around telling people that the junior college is a great place to work and study. And hi!
It's Ellen! We kissing.
And so that's what we're doing, is so just telling people about the junior college, what a great place to go to school, whether you're 18 or 80. And I'm here with one of my colleagues, Matthew Long.
Matthew, get over here.
So Matthew Long is one of our new fabulous deans. And Matthew, this is Sheridan.
Hi, Matthew. How you doing?
How are you?
So what brings you to Pride today?
Oh, well, we're here representing the JC, and we're on the... Several of us are on the President's Advisory Committee, created this amazing advisory committee for making sure that the climate is the best it can be at the JC for all gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender folks. So we're here representing that and just having a good time.
Oh, so great you both are here. Thank you so much for doing such good work in the world. Thank you.
And same to you, Cher.
Oh, miss you. I miss you too, Ellen. Okay, all right, thank you. Bye-bye. So hello, 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 stranger.
I have to tell you, I'm really excited about Ireland.
Right.
Yes. Popular vote is in.
Woo-hoo, yes.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. So what's your name?
I'm Barb.
And what brings you to Pride, Barb?
Besides being proud that I'm gay, it's great to be with community and to feel appreciated and respected. Go Guerneville.
Go Guerneville.
Go Guerneville.
Yeah, yeah. That's just what I said.
Enjoy your day, hon.
Likewise.
Thank you. So what's your name?
Nick Lawrence.
Hi, Nick Lawrence. What brings you here to Pride today?
Well, a few reasons. I am the foster and kinship manager at Santa Rosa Junior College, and I'm on the presidential advisory committee. So the committee is here today checking it out for next year, so we know what we want to do and how we want to do it. And then I'm part of the Billy's organization, which is a heart-centered group for men.
All right. So we know a couple other people that belong to that group. It sounds like it's a really phenomenal group. If someone wanted to know more about that, can they look it up online?
Yeah, it's abilities.org. It's just a wonderful group for gay men, bi men, transgendered men. Anybody who loves men is invited.
So women who love men?
I think there's a separate category. I was just going to say, I didn't quite define that properly. And you're a man.
got it.
There were women there, but they were not a part of it. It's just, it's interesting because you get just to relax. And the whole thing is about being yourself. It's a welcoming committee, a loving committee, a community. It's just wonderful.
And so what do you do at the college again?
I am the manager for the Foster and Kinship Care Education Program. So I oversee the training of most of the foster parents in our community, as well as work with some youth that are leaving high school and coming into college, and then I support them in college as well. So I work with a lot of community organizations to support foster youth.
That's fantastic. I'm a foster parent.
Are you?
Yeah, Diane and I, we have 3 kids right now, 4, 6, and 10.
That's wonderful. I'm so happy to meet you. There's a growing number of foster parents, and we need more because we have so many group homes, and we're trying to reduce that number. So we have almost 600 foster youth at Santa Rosa Junior College.
I had no idea.
It's one of the highest in the state, and it's because we have so many group homes that it's one of the reasons that youth come here and then they stay. And I've been fundraising to help support foster youth once they get into college, and it's not an easy road, but they are starting to succeed, and it's very exciting.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming, and enjoy your Pride today.
Thank you. I just want to say one more thing, and that is that our president, Dr. Chong, at the college is absolutely 100% proactively LGBTQ positive, and he made an announcement to our committee. He said, "We're not doing enough to celebrate you, so I want to celebrate you."
Oh, that brings tears to my eyes. We got to have him on the radio.
No, we're going to get him.
All right.
Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you. All right. So we are here with
Joyce Baker at Badass Boots.
Hey, what's Badass Boots?
Badass Boots is a rockabilly original country band. Matter of fact, we're all right up there on the stage. We have our harmonica and our guitar, Billy with the glasses on. It's a load of fun.
Are you guys performing today?
We are. We'll probably be on somewhere between 4 and 5.
All right. I'm looking forward to hearing you.
Oh, it's going to be a blast. We're very excited.
All right. What brings you to Pride besides performing?
I have to say that's it. You know, yeah, we did a Concord Pride last week, and so it seems that we're getting known, and, you know, we're an original band, and the music's great, and so we're getting out there. Our CD's out called Gotta Give Me Something.
All right, and so what do you play?
I play drums.
All right.
And do a little singing.
All right, yeah, you got that great voice.
Oh, well, thank you. They're making me sing.
Hey, they're no fools. They know a good voice when they hear one, you know?
Thank you.
All right, well, have a good Pride and good performance today.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Welcome.
All right, I'm Sharon Henry. I'm the interim pastor at
MCC of the Redwood Empire in Guerneville.
All right, well, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Tell us what interim means.
Okay, I am a temporary pastor. They're looking for a permanent pastor, and so they've set me there for a time until a permanent pastor comes in.
And where are you from?
I live in Folsom, California.
Folsom?
Yes. They let me out of the prison every once in a while. Right.
I was just going to respond to that, but you beat me to it.
Yeah. They let me out on weekends. That's right.
So how are you enjoying yourself here in Guerneville?
How can you not enjoy yourself in Guerneville? It's such a beautiful place. And I like to look for the sacred in everything, and this is a very easy place to see that. So it's very exciting to be here.
Beautiful. Look at that smile. She's beaming. Beautiful. Thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
And doing the work that you do in the world. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you both for being here.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, here we go. We have Chris Spangle, right?
Yes, Chris Spangler.
Yes, Spangler. Yeah, here we go. And she is a marriage family therapist here in Sonoma County, and she's going to talk to you about a group.
Yeah, my colleague Shanna Butler and I are doing an ongoing psychotherapy group. It's not specifically about being gay, lesbian, LGBTQI, but it's a safe place for people who are LGBTQI to gather and do therapy without pesky straight people hanging around and not understanding.
Sounds wonderful to me. So how long have you been in the community, and where are your practices?
My practice is in Sebastopol. I've been up here about 6 years, but I haven't really been practicing up here. I moved from San Francisco, where I had a full practice. And so I've been building a practice up here for about a couple of years now.
Sound like it's working.
It's going very well. I'm very happy and meeting so many nice people and working with great clients here.
Wonderful. Best to you. Okay, so we have to end the show. It's been a lovely day.
It's been
beautiful. Rainbows everywhere. People are proud. Generosity. Affection all over the place.
And beautiful weather. It's not even windy, but it's got a beautiful breeze. Barbecue smoke. A comedian going on, people sitting and eating and drinking lunch, eating lunch and drinking.
And we get to be here next to our beautiful, lovely, wonderful friend and engineer, Greg.
So we have to end like we were saying. We don't want to go, but we got to go. So just remember, this is Living Proof, and you too can be Living Proof to prove that our community is vibrant.
Proud
and alive.
And alive. We are so alive. Thank you.
Until next month. Good night. What have you done today to make you feel proud? It's never too late to try. What have you done today to make you feel proud? Mm-hmm. You could be so many people if you make that grab for freedom. What have you done today to make you feel proud? Still so many answers, I don't know. There are so many answers. Realize that to question is how we grow. To question is to grow. So I step out of the ordinary. I can feel my soul ascending. What have you done today to make you feel?
yeah. So do it today, yeah. Cause I can see you there. So what?